Their gaze betrays a vacancy. They seem to be not with us any longer. And we struggle with the ambiguity of presence and absence. Here's a third example. Emotionally, people can enter our lives through memory and a host of other human operations. Rereading love letters that make a loved one present, even when the beloved is thousands of miles away, even if that person is deceased. Here's my final example. During a spiritual retreat a few years ago, each of us was invited to offer an item that best represented God's presence and how it entered into our lives. The items ranged from a clock to an ear of corn, and the people explained that. But one man brought a portrait of his wife and children. It required no explanation. In a way, his family became present at our retreat, since he had very consciously made their loving presence felt among us. Presence, absence, for humans, it's a bit of a mystery. And as Roman Catholics, we surround ourselves with statues, medals, holy pictures, and stained glass, images of saints and Jesus. We know that these things are merely plaster, metal, paper, and glass. We know that. And yet, these things help us to focus our attention on the presence of God. They assist our presence of mind on Jesus' promise to be with us. We also celebrate Jesus' presence through the seven sacraments. The sacraments are physical signs of God's presence and saving action in our lives. Jesus is present as bread to feed us at this Eucharist. Jesus is present as water in baptism to save us. Jesus is present as oil in confirmation to strengthen us. When Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene in the garden, she at first did not recognize him, and when she did, she tried to embrace him. But Jesus' presence in her life was now completely different. He had risen from the dead and had not yet ascended to the Father, and the scriptures tell us he asked Mary not to touch him. And when the apostles told Thomas that Jesus was risen and had made himself present, Thomas demanded to put his hand in his side. And of course, Jesus obliged Thomas. If presence is mysterious for us human beings, we need to respect the mystery of the divine presence. The divine presence of the risen Lord that commits through the sacraments. And on the road to Emmaus, the disciples were joined by a stranger whom they did not recognize, but whose presence made their hearts burn within them. Even as a stranger, the presence of the risen Jesus powerfully influenced his followers. Presence is indeed a common yet mysterious human experience. Finally, we will now begin the ceremony of installation. Jesus has given us the priesthood to celebrate his life-giving, sustaining, empowering presence through the sacraments. And so today, it is most appropriate to install your new pastor, Father Shaibo.
The ceremony of installation begins with the oath of fidelity, in which we will all share because we will pray the creed together and Father will lead us. And then Father will begin his oath, assuming his pastoral office, and he will do that. And then we will continue to the ceremony of installation through reference to his responsibilities as a pastor in the parish.
I, Savoy Shai, will firmly believe and profess each and everything that is expressed in the creed, namely, and let us now pray together, I believe in one God, Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, of all that are seen and unseen. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, God from God made, one being in God through whom all things were made. For our sin and for our salvation, he came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He was the Lord of the Virgin Mary, and he became the man. For our sake, he was crucified and the flesh of the Father. He suffered and died and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, fulfilling the promises of the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will not have end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken to the prophets. I believe in the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. I acknowledge my baptism for the forgiveness of sins. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
With firm faith, I believe also all that is contained in the Word of God, whether written or handed down in tradition, which the Church, either in solemn judgment or by its ordinary and universal teaching authority, sets forth for our belief as revealed by God. I also firmly accept and hold each and everything definitely proposed by the Church concerning its teachings on faith and morals. Moreover, I adhere with religious submission of intellect and will to the teachings which either the Roman Pontiff or the College of Bishops enunciate in the exercise of that authentic teaching authority, even if they do not intend to proclaim those teachings by a definitive act. I'm assuming the office of pastor promise that both in my work and in my conduct, I shall always preserve communion with the Catholic Church. With great care and faithfulness, I shall carry out the duties which bind me to the Church, both universal and particular, in which I have been called to serve according to the requirements of the law. In fulfilling the charges entrusted to me in the name of the Church, I shall hold fast to the deposit of faith in its entirety. I shall faithfully handle on and expound it, and I shall avoid any teachings opposed to the faith. I shall follow and foster the discipline common to the whole Church, and I shall observe all ecclesiastical laws, especially those contained in the Code of Canon Law. I shall follow with Christian obedience what the sacred pastors, as authentic doctors and teachers of the faith, declare, and what they, as rulers of the Church, prescribe. I shall also faithfully assist the dioceses and bishops, so that the apostolic work to be exercised in the name and by the mandate of the Church be carried out in the communion of the same Church. So help me God, and these holy Gospels which I touch with my hand.
I invite everyone to please be seated. We are going to go into session, and I will ask Father a series of questions, reviewing his responsibilities as a pastor. But Father Schiavo is not the church, not without his people. Just as you are not the church without the priest. And so as I review his responsibilities with questions, I will also pose questions to you. Because Father alone does not serve as effectively as he would with your help, your assistance in ministering to one another with the priest's guidance and ministry, how ministry in the church works. Surely he needs your assistance because you are so many and he is alone. But it's much more than that. Your assistance to form parish and build community is part of your mission as Christians. When you were baptized into the ministry of Jesus Christ, and you are called to serve one another, to serve your neighbor, and to serve your enemies. So your assistance and your responsibility in this parish isn't simply to assist Father and your obligations, but also to fulfill your mission as a Christian on account of your baptismal sharing the life and death of Jesus. And so I will ask Father to respond in the affirmative, and then I will pose the question to you, and I invite you to respond in the affirmative. We'll begin by proceeding to the baptism.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
by ordination,
you have been appointed minister of Christ's reconciliation in the sacrament of penance and in the care of your people. Father, will you carefully carry out these duties?
In the help of God.
My dear parishioners of St. Elizabeth's Parish, will you seek reconciliation with Christ in the sacrament of penance? And will you try to bring peace and reconciliation into your homes and into the society in which we live?
Will you regularly pray for your pastor And will you join him in the liturgy of the hours as the opportunity allows? The Eucharist is the source and the summit of the Christian life. Father Schaibo, it is your duty to preside at this altar, at the Eucharist, to make present Christ's sacrifice. With you, all your people give praise and they give thanks to God, and they are all united in love by the Holy Spirit as they participate in the body and blood of Christ. Father, will you gather your people regularly to celebrate this mystery of faith?
With the help of God, I will.
My dear people, will you participate with your pastor in giving praise and thanks to God in the celebration of the Eucharist?
With the help of God, I will.
I invite Father to take the chair. Father Schaibo, recall that the stole and the chasuble that you are wearing were given to you at your ordination. They are symbols of your priestly ministry. See that you generously fulfill your task of serving the people of this parish of St. Elizabeth of Hungary, now entrusted to your care.
With the help of God,
Father, I invite you to please stand. My dear people, I present to you now, officially, your pastor, Father Schaibo. I simply want to add my thanks to Father for accepting this position, and my gratitude to him. And I also want to extend my gratitude to the Jesuit community, because the Archdiocese, of course, collaborates with the Hungarian Jesuits in the ministry of St. Elizabeth. And we're very grateful for their cooperation, and we're very grateful for appointing Father Schaibo here at St. Elizabeth of Hungary Parish. Father, congratulations.